This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Another Patriots Roster Report podcast here at Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart was kind enough to carry me through the last couple of weeks. Well, I was busy getting out of here early on my weekends. I will do the same for him today. Interesting items to report, to talk about a little bit. And I'm not exactly sure what it all means, but I'm going to start off just strictly with the facts as we know them. There were some moves this week. The trade deadline in the NFL is still a few days off, coming up on Tuesday, but the Patriots got a jump on that with some of the news that had come out with some of the banged-up Patriots on defense, specifically Chandler Jones. Patriots made a trade on October 22nd, acquiring linebacker Akeem Ayers from Tennessee. And they traded to the Titans a sixth-round pick. And in addition to Ayers, they received a seventh-round pick as well. So it was Ayers and a seventh-round pick in exchange for a sixth-rounder. And that deal was consummated on October 22nd. To make room for Ayers on the roster, the Patriots released linebacker Jagarrad Davis. Now, later in the week, specifically today, the Patriots re-signed Davis to the practice squad and also added wide receiver Jonathan Krause to the practice squad, who was originally a rookie free agent out of Vanderbilt with Cleveland. This year was released by the Browns in August. Let's see. Started 11 of 13 games with a career-high 42 receptions, 714 yards, and three touchdowns last season with Vanderbilt. So, Jagarrad Davis, Jonathan Krause to the practice squad, Akeem Ayers on the active roster for the Patriots. Now, here's where it gets a little bit interesting. In addition to the reports about Ayers that surfaced earlier in the week, many local and national writers had Alan Branch, a big 6'6", 330-plus pound defensive lineman, former second-round pick out of Michigan, who has been sort of a career underachiever. Many of the writers had the Patriots tied to Branch, had the signing imminent, if not already happening, but we have yet to hear word of this. Now, here's where it gets a little bit interesting. Branch has not been seen at practice, but on Thursday in the locker room, Andy Hart and I are standing there by the lockers, and out from the trainer's room comes this big mammoth man wearing a Michigan pulley, hoodie, I should say. Obviously, it was Alan Branch. We walked up to him. We talked to him. Very nice man. Said he wouldn't be commenting right now until he got the go-ahead from the team. He sort of seemed to be lingering around a locker, but does not have one officially with his name on it. There were some practice uniform types, numbers 97, which the interesting part there is that there was a practice squad defensive lineman, Connor Schwenke, who was wearing that number, who has switched to number 69, presumably to give that number, to make that number available for Branch. But that was on Thursday. He was not at practice on Thursday. Friday comes, and today he was not seen in the practice field, not seen in the locker room, still does not have a locker with his name over a stall. But that same very locker that he was in front of last week has some 97 jerseys in it. So the best I can tell is that they are not quite ready to make the signing official. I believe that he is here. He is part of he will be part of the team at some point. Bill Belichick was asked about it this morning and just said that they bring in a lot of different players for tryouts in their various stages of those, and some of them they keep around, some of them they don't. So I wouldn't say this is an absolute lock, but my guess is that Alan Branch will be activated at some point and signed to the active roster. Now, if the Patriots do that, they will have to make a corresponding roster move, obviously, to make room on the 53-man roster. So that's where we stand with the transactions. A little bit confusing there. I'm not exactly sure what the definitive answer is with regard to Alan Branch. But I mentioned Chandler Jones is out with a hip injury. The injury report is fresh off the presses right now, and he is indeed did not practice all week. The Boston Globe reported that he could miss at least a month with a hip injury and his status for the game on Sunday against Chicago is listed as out. There are a handful of players listed as questionable. I'll run through those guys right now. Dan Conley, Dominique Easley, Nate Ebner, Cameron Fleming, Matthew Slater, Brian Stork, and in addition today, Shane Vereen, who did not practice, listed as questionable with an illness. So not an absence that the Patriots can really afford right now, given the state of their defensive backfield. I mean, their offensive backfield already without Stephen Ridley. Shane Vereen figures to be the focal point of the running game as well as the passing game with in terms of throwing the ball to running backs. He had a big game last week against the Jets. Not sure what his status will be on Sunday. Hopefully the illness is not too severe and he just needed a day off today. James White and Brandon Bolden would figure to be the guys getting a little bit more playing time. Obviously, Jonas Gray still on the active roster in more of a ball-carrying role. So those are the gentlemen listed as questionable. Tom Brady, Brandon Browner, Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower, Devin McCourty, all listed as probable, all participated fully in all practices during the course of the week. Browner spoke today in the locker room, said he's feeling much better, much more in football condition, I believe is the way he put it. He admitted to being a little bit winded last Thursday after the game, and he played about half the snaps against the Jets. He was in and out of the lineup. Clearly, conditioning was a factor, and he talked about that after the game, said he's feeling much better now, and hopefully he will get to the point where he's a little bit more on board this week. And he'll need to be going against the big Chicago wide receivers on the outside, Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. You would think that Browner would get a lot of Jeffrey, on the other side of Brandon Marshall. But we'll wait till Sunday to see how that all unfolds. Just real quickly before we wrap this up, Chicago does have some notable names among their injury report. Danny McCray is a safety who did not participate in practice all week. He is out. But here's where the names get a little bit big. Starting linebackers, Lance Briggs and Jonathan Bostic. Bostic with a back, Briggs with ribs. Limited in practice all week, all 3 days, both listed as doubtful. So I wouldn't expect to see both of those guys on Sunday. Maybe you might get one of them, but with both listed as doubtful, I'd be highly surprised if both of them were able to play. Martellus Bennett, tight end, a very talented tight end, did not participate in practice due to a hamstring injury on Wednesday. He was limited on Thursday. He was a full go on Friday, however, and is listed as probable. Chris Conte, Kyle Fuller, two starters in the secondary, both listed as probable. Jeremiah Ratliff and Chris Williams, defensive tackle and wide receiver, also listed as probable. So a sizable list of probables for the Bears, but the notable names there to keep in mind. Jonathan Bostic and Lance Briggs, two starting linebackers out. So pretty much an even swap there with Mayo and Chandler Jones for the Patriots, Bostic and Briggs for Chicago. Some banged-up defenses going at it on Sunday. But the news of the week obviously surrounded the transactions that the Patriots made. Akeem Ayers looks like he'll be a full go. He's been here. We'll see if he's active on Sunday. Acquired in a trade, maybe to help. He's more of an outside linebacker type, known as a good force player in the run, good edge setter in the run. Maybe he'll be able to stem the tide a little bit from the absence of Chandler Jones. Rob Ninkovich talked a lot this week about having to sort of pick up the slack in terms of the pass rush. So between those two, maybe they can get that job done. Should be an interesting game on Sunday. As usual, we're back at our regular slot. We have a Sunday at 1 o'clock game. So 10:45 right here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, right here in our Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Kevin will be with us. Andy will be here. And, of course, our fearless leader, Mark the Beetle Bertrand, will be here to give us a real host so Andy and I don't have to stumble and mumble all over each other like we usually do. But we're not ruling out a fight. We're not ruling out a fight. We know that you guys have been clamoring for more Andy Paul fights, so I will not make any promises that that won't happen. But you get your game day started right here every week with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We'll talk to you then.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.